How are you doing this morning? Good, good. I'd like to look at the story of Mephibosheth. How many of you know who Mephibosheth was in the Bible? Anybody know? Not a real common story, and he's not talked about a lot. How many of you know who David was in the Bible? Yeah, well, David was talked about a little bit more. But I've actually never met anybody with the name Mephibosheth, and my mom said she hasn't either. She knows a lot of people, so. Not very many Mephibosheths. I think the first time I saw in the Bible that he was talked about is here in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled, and it came to pass as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth." So we see that Mephibosheth was lame, and I think that's probably what he was known for. And that would be hard to live that way, knowing that you were born healthy, and then due to an accident, he was crippled. If we go to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, going to read this in the NIV version. Hopefully, it'll be easier to understand the story and see what's happening. So, the context is Mephibosheth was obviously Saul's grandson, and he was Jonathan's son, and we all know that Saul wasn't very kind to David, right? But Jonathan was, and we see that David remembered that, and it says here that David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They called him to appear before David, and the king said to him, "Are you Ziba, your servant?" He replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still left in the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness, God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is in the house of Makar, son of Anmiel in Lodabar." So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house of Makar, son of Anmiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth." "Your servant," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do. So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table, and he was crippled in both feet. So we see that Mephibosheth had a problem and he was crippled. And if I understand right, the town of Lodabar was pretty far from Jerusalem. I think he probably wanted to hide because he was crippled and he wasn't able to do what other people could do. And David wasn't happy with that he wasn't near Jerusalem. He wanted him to come and come to the palace there. But you see, we see that he was kind of afraid to come before David. But David showed him kindness. And by the end of the story here, we see that he wasn't really known for being crippled. He was known for sitting at the king's table with the king's son. I imagine they were sitting around a table there, and he probably had his feet under the table, and the king from Moab or the king from the south or the north or whatever direction they came from, they came and they saw Mephibosheth sitting there with the king's son. And maybe they didn't even know that he was crippled. They knew that he was living in the palace. So we can learn a couple of lessons from this. We can learn that if we have problems, we need to come to God because he wants to help us. He doesn't want us to stay where our problems are. And we can also learn kindness. And when we were in Haiti, there was a little girl there that was crippled. And I noticed that the young men that were serving there, helping to drill wells and stuff, were kind to her. And she was very shy. And she didn't want to talk to people. But I noticed that they had been there for a while and they were her friends and she trusted them and she really respected them. So we can learn kindness from this story because David reached out to Mephibosheth and showed him kindness. Also, a few years back, when my grandfather was in the nursing home, me and my dad went to visit him, and there was many older people there, and the staff there, they were kind to them. And it says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, it says that Jesus said to the people there, "The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers of mine, you did it for me." So it says that if we're kind to people, it's like David invited Jesus to eat at his table. And if we're kind to people, it's like we do it for Jesus. So hope that can be a lesson for all of us to be kind. Let's have prayer before we go back to our seat. Lord, I thank you that we can come here together this morning and that we can read your word and that we can learn from it. Thank you for David's kindness to Mephibosheth and the way that he wanted to reach out there and help us to be kind to people and to grow, and pray for these children that they would learn to seek you. There's many choices we can make in life. Help them to choose to seek you. Help us all to do that. Just pray this in Jesus' name. If you guys want to go back to your seats.